Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to Romans, please, the first chapter, Romans 1. We began some weeks ago on a series we're calling Living by Faith. In Romans, the first chapter, verse 15. Romans 1:15, Paul said, by the Spirit, as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, if you were ashamed in any shape, form, or degree, you wouldn't be ready, would you?
No.
To preach it. If you don't speak it with confidence, it's not going to inspire confidence. Verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That's what I was just talking about. I'm not ashamed of the good news the Lord gives us either.
Amen.
Verse 17, for therein, in this anointed word, in this anointed gospel, good news message, the righteousness, now that's an old English King James word, it just means that which is right and good. The rightness of God, and how many know He's right about everything?
Yes. Right.
And if you disagree with Him about anything, guess who's wrong? Every time. He's always right.
Amen.
And the longer it takes for you to figure that out, the rougher it's going to be. Come on, somebody just say it. Let me hear you say it. He is always.
Is always.
Every time.
Every time.
Right.
Right.
He's always right.
Amen.
He's always right. But the rightness of God is revealed how? From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We've talked about what it means to live by faith and to walk by faith. In fact, just hold your place here and go again to 2 Corinthians 4, where we looked last week. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. Hold your place in Romans 1. We're not done there. But 2 Corinthians 4:18, he said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but, in other words, but we look at, we do look at the things which are not seen. How do you look at something that's not seen? If it's not seen, how do you see it? How do you see the unseen? Well, I'm hearing some answers I agree with, by faith. But at the things that are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. He's revealing this is a choice. Faith is a choice. Walking by faith, living by faith is a choice. It's a choice every day. Now, you'll hear all kind of stuff. Satan exists, and he is the God of this world, not God, our Father. Now, that is a shocking revelation to much of the church. And it disrupts one of the main doctrines that much of the present day church believes is that God is in control of everything. And this has hurt the church in the world. It's hurt the church terribly. Because the implication is, if people don't just come outright and say it, everything that happens, your teenager gets killed in a car wreck, somehow it was God's will. We don't understand it, but His ways are mysterious. Your spouse die, at age 28 from cancer? Well, God had a plan. There must be a reason. We just don't understand it because God is in control. And then you look throughout the whole earth at the war, at the devastation, at the cruelty that's going on in so many places. And people are going to say, well, we don't understand it, but you know, God knows what He's doing. God's in control. That just is not true.
Amen.
It's not true. Look in the Scripture. We're here in 2 Corinthians, so we're already at the right place. Right up here in the first part of the chapter, 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. If our gospel be hid, everybody say hid.
Hid.
Now see, all this flows together because we're just talking about seeing things. Not looking at what's seen, but looking at what's not seen. If our gospel is hid, it's hid to who? Those that are lost. It's hid from them.
Amen.
Well, who would hide it from them? Is God hiding the gospel from people? Read the very next verse. In whom the God of this world, little g, has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Who is blinding the minds of men? Our Father God?
No.
Creator of the heavens and the earth?
No.
Certainly not. So then who is the Bible calling the God of this world? It is the devil. He is ruling and reigning on this planet right now. Which is why it's in the mess that it's in. And if he had his way, it would be completely destroyed. If the devil had his perfect will, if people would completely yield to him all over the planet, he would destroy this thing in a hurry. All of humanity would be wiped out. He hates us. He's a killer by nature. There's never been a more cruel being that we have anything to know about. Any human beings that you see, they're just, you might say, unbelievably cruel. They get it from him. And he's worse than hell. He's a killer. He's a destroyer. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He invented lying. The devil fathered gendered lying. Lying does not come from God. There are things on this planet that God didn't create. Like lying. And there's all kind of things on this planet God's not doing. The God of this world and everybody that's yielding to Him are doing it. Now there's coming a time. I said there's coming a time. When the Lord is going to fix this. You can read about it in the back of the book. He's going to recreate this. Actually, He's going to melt this thing down.
Yeah, right.
The elements of the earth are going to melt with fervent heat, and He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth where there is no curse and no death. And the devil and those that follow him are going to be removed from it and cast into the lake of fire and affect humanity no more. Then we're going to find out what it's like for God to be in control. It's going to be perfection.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But right now, the God of this world is wreaking havoc among men, stealing, killing, and destroying all over the place. Blinding the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who's the image of God, should shine unto them. Now skip on down again to the 18th verse. All of that flows together. And he sums it up here by saying, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's a choice. You could say it like this. We choose not to look at the things that are seen, but we choose to look at unseen things. Hallelujah. And of course, you do that by faith, but that's a choice. Now, what's being revealed is that there are other dimensions beyond what we perceive with our physical senses. And even those who are pursuing the study of science and space and exploration, many of them agree together in theory that there are many dimensions that exist beyond what we are aware of. Even unbelievers think that pursue the subject. And the Bible clearly reveals to us there's a dimension called spirit that is not perceptible to our receptors in this physical material world. And yet, it is very, very real. Very real. And if you don't accept that by faith, then you would be one of these that's easily blinded. Because one of the devil's favorite deceptions is for most of the world to believe he doesn't even exist.
Right.
Allows him to work unhindered, unchecked. Phyllis and I were talking about this the other day. Some person had committed some terrible crime. And you'll hear a lot of these folks say, a voice told me to do it. Voices told me to do it. And some of them afterwards will say, I don't know why I did that. It's just, that's not me. And the regret consumes them. And what you'll see is again and again, these murderous thoughts, these terrible, cruel things, these people didn't think up on their own. The enemy brought them to them. Feelings, suggestions, thoughts, impressions, temptations.
Amen.
And a lot of times they threw them aside and go, that's crazy. I'd never do anything like that. But he's a persistent cuss.
Right.
He'll bring it back 1,000 times over 30 years.
Amen.
And he tries to wear people down until they get to thinking about it. And they're not going to do it. They're just thinking about it. And then they think about it some more, and they think about it some more, and it begins to get in them. They begin to get obsessed with this thing. You go down that road far enough, you will act on those things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me.